Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. There is breaking news from Capitol Hill. The Republican-controlled House has just voted to repeal the health care overhaul law. Marilyn Werber-Serafini of Kaiser Health News is there. Marilyn, give us a sense of the moment when the Republican leadership had this victory.
Well, you know, the moment was, it was a little, it perhaps wasn't as exciting as one might have thought it was going to be. There was one whoop and a light applause, and really that was it. And some folks think that had a lot to do with the shooting in Arizona and the whole debate being toned down a little more than it might have otherwise been.
Every single Republican in the House voted for repeal. Only a couple of Democrats sided with the Republicans. The gulf was so wide. At some moments when I was listening to the debate, it almost sounded like the two parties were debating different bills.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, in a number of ways, the Republicans and Democrats were making the same arguments, but with different spins on them. You know, in some cases you had the Democrats and the Republicans making different arguments. For instance, the Democrats claiming that repeal would cause devastation for regular people who would lose their insurance and benefits that have already kicked in because of the law. You had Republicans claiming that keeping the law would cause a loss of jobs because of the mandate on employers to cover folks or pay a penalty. But you had both making claims regarding budget deficits. It would rise if you did what the other party wanted to do, and that you would have increased health care costs. So the question really is, who do you believe? Which studies you go after? And, you know, it almost seemed like they weren't talking about the same bill.
In terms of what's next procedurally, the bill, of course, now moves to the Senate. Do you have any sense yet of when that will occur?
Well, it's not clear when it technically moves to the Senate, but it really doesn't matter because the Senate is not expected to even take this bill up. They really, and earlier today, House Republican leaders were almost putting a challenge to the Senate Democrats because the Senate, of course, is still controlled by the Democrats. And House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said a couple of times today to reporters, you know, put it out there. You say you have the votes to fight off the repeal. Put it up there and let's count those votes. But there's really no question that it's just not going to be an issue in the Senate.
Marilyn, what does the Republican leadership in the House do next to show the country voters that they have some alternative plan?
Well, the Republicans are going to do two things. First of all, they're going to vote on a resolution tomorrow on the House floor, which will send this process back to the committees. Now, some Republicans in the House have been very concerned that they don't have a replacement bill already in front of them. Speaker Boehner says that he expects the committees to move efficiently. However, there are many Democrats who believe that the process of sending this back to the committees is simply to tee this issue up for the 2012 presidential elections. Many Democrats believe that this is just going to be intensive oversight in which the Republicans continually hammer the Democrats on this law so that they can hopefully elect a Republican president and do what they really wanted to do in the end, and that is to repeal this law. That said, there are still a few pieces of there's still a few provisions in this law that Republicans may actually have a chance at changing. There, for instance, there is the CLASS Act, which is a benefit for people who need long-term care services. The way it stands now in the law, adults would be automatically enrolled unless they opted out. You know, the complaint here is that the program won't pay for itself in the long run and it'll require federal subsidies. This is one of the few issues that some Democrats actually agree with the Republicans on. And so the Republicans are counting on that to hopefully be able to make some changes there. There's also the that Republicans will also target a provision that's expected to swamp businesses with the requirement that they would have to issue 1099 tax forms to many individuals and companies that they do business with. This really was an unintended consequence, and both Democrats and Republicans believe this would be an undue burden on businesses. So you know, there are some areas here where we could potentially see some movement. But overall, I think we're back in the committees. We're back to intensive oversight hearings, and we're going to be talking about substance. But I think this is going to be a pretty intense conversation.
Marilyn Werber-Serafini of Kaiser Health News on Capitol Hill. Thank you.
Thank you.